Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a good Sunday today. Today, we're going to talk about achievement and receive. Achievement and receive are the couple things that we're going to talk about today. And before I start, though, I just wanted to talk about I'm probably going to do some daily stuff for right now until I get a lot of stuff. As many of you know, I'm new to this and trying to figure out all the little kinks and bugs and stuff and things that I need to change and to make it a little bit better for you guys. But I really appreciate people following me, and I hope that you will kind of spread the word. All right, so let's talk about those two words I just said, achieve and receive. What do they mean? Achieve means to bring to success, to accomplish something. You on a diet and you want to lose 5 pounds and you lose it and you accomplish it. You achieved it. To receive is to take possession, to get the information, to take in an idea or some news. Those are the things that we need to do to receive. If you give somebody a gift, they're receiving it. When you are working with your child, and it doesn't matter if it's in school or after school or at home, if you're homeschooling, what do you think about? What do you want? Are you trying to achieve a goal? Or are you just trying to have him receive the information? Those are some things to think about when you're trying to work with your child. And it will also help you not to feel so frustrated. What you're doing when you're working with your child at homeschool or after school is you want them just to receive the information. Don't stress or worry too much about achievement at the beginning or during the time. Kids take 6 to 9 times to doing or hearing about something before they receive it. Others can take 900 times. For example, I'm working with a student. He's a high schooler, and he is getting his culinary certificate. So I'm working on the test for him. And we go over and over. And we've been doing this for almost a year. And he's getting really close to be able to take his test. He gets about 73%. But we're still working. We want to make it to close to 80% before he actually takes the test. So sometimes it just takes a long time for them to receive that information. And then once they receive it, then they can achieve it. So I hope that kind of helps a little bit to help lower your frustration. All you have to do is just give that information. I used to tell teachers, that young teachers, just remember one thing: input, 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 and then you're going to get output. You may not always see it if you're a teacher and you're with your students. You may not see it. You may be that one person that starts, put that 3 or 4 times. And then when somebody else does it another 3 or 4 times or 900 times, they finally get it and you may not see it. But just remember, input, input, input. And someday you're going to get output. Here's another example. So I'm working with another student. He's a young kid, 6 years old. And I like dot math. And so I teach him how to count the dots, you know, a full circle, one time, you tap once, and then a little circle and a circle around it, you tap twice, like that, okay? So then, once he got the rhythm of how to tap each one, then we start with adding 0 through 5. Then once he got that and was on his own, to be able to do it independently, then we did 0 to 9. And then when you get like 6, 7, 8, 9, you have to do those taps twice on them. Then after that, we kind of pulled away from it a little bit, and then we start using a number line, and so he can kind of see that. So after the number line, then we'll get into subtraction and so on and so on. So it just takes a lot of time, and I've been working with him since June, and he can add, and he's doing pretty well with that. And then later, I gave him some cubes to work with and put them together and make different patterns, and he wanted to make his own kind of little pattern, which is fine. That's great. Let him use his imagination. But then I heard him say, 2 yellow, 3 blue, equals 5, all on his own. So that input, I got some output from it. And it was very, very exciting. Okay, so I want to end this today. This is a short one, just a little short clip that I wanted to do Sunday afternoon. I have my granddaughter at spring break, so I'm going to be doing some stuff with her today. But I wanted to do one short one today. Anyway, here's my little story. It was my first year teaching, and I had wrote on the board, the girls blank the ball. Now, they had to find three mistakes. One, there was no capital letter. Two, there was no punctuation at the end. And they had to decide, was it kick or kicks? So again, the girls blank the ball was the question. So one little boy, Jorge, raised his little hand. He was a first grader, I think. And he says, I know the first mistake. And I said, okay, Jorge, what is it? He says, it's the boys kick the ball. He said, all right, girls can kick the ball too. So anyway, it gave me a good little chuckle, and I thought I'd share that little story with you. I have several different stories, but I bring different stuff, and I may say some of them again. Again, if you need to contact me, or you need to some more information, you'd like me to research something, or you just want to make a comment, my email is gdebra055@gmail.com. Have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you again soon.